In Syria, more than 200 civilians have been killed and hundreds more injured over 2 days of bombing in rebel-held areas by pro-government forces. The attack occurred in eastern Ghouta, an area neighbouring the capital Damascus. John Bruni is the director of SAGE International, and The Wire's Henry Wilson caught up with him to find out more.
We're looking at about, say, 200 civilians that have been caught up in the fighting, which is very tragic in and of itself, but, you know, we're looking at an active war zone where there are many different players doing a whole heap of bad things to each other right now. So, so far, it's a relatively small amount of people who have been bombed in East Ghouta. But, you know, we are looking at the makings of a new Syrian government offensive. So I'm expecting that these figures won't stay low for long.
And who is responsible for the majority of the bombings?
Well, essentially, the Syrian Air Force, and they're trying to soften up rebel positions in East Ghouta. Now, for your listeners, East Ghouta is a sort of suburb, or it's kind of like a city that's just outside of Damascus. It's very close to Damascus. And, of course, Syrian government forces have been saying that terrorists from East Ghouta have been penetrating Damascus and either killing people through improvised explosive devices or assassinations. So, of course, the Syrian government wants to try to get on top of that. And if they can actually knock back rebel forces from East Ghouta, it'll give the Syrian government more room to breathe in terms of the security of the Syrian capital of Damascus.
And is there any help for those that are being affected by the bombings?
Look, there are non-government organizations and humanitarian agencies on the ground, but of course the idea of delivering relief aid in an active war zone is always fraught with danger and difficulty, because while humanitarian groups may say that convoys going into East Ghouta are essentially aid convoys, for those Syrian government forces that see the convoys moving in, they may portray these convoys as supplying the enemy and aiding the enemy in their fight against the Syrian government. So in actual fact, you know, it's all a matter of interpretation in that sense, which makes it extraordinarily dangerous for those people who are trying to relieve some of the suffering in East Ghouta.
And why is there a sudden onslaught of bombings?
Look, at the moment, the Syrian government is trying to create a sort of strategic offensive, both against rebel forces in East Ghouta and also against Turkish presence in Afrin, which is a Kurdish area that the Turkish military had intervened in recently up in the north of the country, which is predominantly a Kurdish area. Now, the problem with the Syrian government at the moment is that they seem to have had a rush of blood to their head. They're helped out by the Russians, obviously, and their Iranian allies and Hezbollah. So the Syrian government does believe that it has the unity of purpose and the drive necessary to conduct a major offensive, while rebel forces in Syria, technically speaking, the opposition in Syria, are still very divided, very weak, and they do not sing from the same song sheet.
And is Iran playing a role in what is going on at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. Not only a passive standby role in support of Syrian government forces, but an active fighting capacity as well. We've noted only recently with Israel's shoot down of an Iranian drone that strayed into Israeli airspace that, you know, the Iranians are on the ground. They are on the ground in significant numbers, and they have got a lot of their own technology sort of embedded within the Syrian sort of government areas. So the thing with the Iranians, of course, is that they are trading partners of the Turks, and they share concerns with the Turks with regard to a rest of Kurdish population that also lives over the border within Iran as well. But they also are allies of Syria, and now Syria is going to lend support to Turkish forces that had been backed by the United States, the YPG. And, of course, now we're going to have to figure out where Russia sits in all of this. Is Russia going to try to put some sort of constraints on Turkish and Syrian government movements as the Syrian army moves into the Afrin area, with such a confrontation is that it is likely to lead to a clash between Syrian government forces and Turkey, escalating the nature of the war, and obviously adding to the already very complex situation on the ground in Syria.
John Bruni, Director of SAGE International, speaking to The Wire's Henry Wilson.